charter school expansion has become a central issue in Albany this year. As Governor Kathy Hochul and lawmakers battle over the state's budget, which is due at the end of this week, that's April 1st, as recently as Tuesday, there were two opposing rallies at the State House, just an hour and a few feet apart, one featuring Hazel Dukes, the head of the state's NAACP, who is against expanding charters.
And now, we are setting up a two-tier system in New York City? No way. No way.
Another rally was headlined by Malcolm X's daughter, Ilyasa Shabazz, who wants to see more charters led by people of color.
Let's take our governor's proposal further and ensure that we move toward equity by prioritizing community-grown charter schools founded and led by us.
WNYC's education reporter Jessica Gould joins us to talk more about what is at stake here. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Sean.
Governor Hochul has proposed increasing the number of charter schools as part of her budget. What exactly is she calling for?
There is currently a limit, which is called a cap, for how many charter schools are allowed in New York State. And then there's also a cap specifically for New York City. Governor Hochul wants to keep the statewide cap, but lift that one specifically for New York City. She also wants to allow licenses from charter schools that have closed to become available for other operators. Some people call those zombie charters. Those two changes could allow more than 100 additional charters to open up in New York City.
Can you walk us through the arguments on both sides here?
Sure. Charter schools get public funding but are privately run, compared to traditional public schools that are run by the city. So proponents say that the independence from city policy and from the teachers' union allows charters to shape policies that better serve their students. Some parents also say that they like having more options and choice over where their children go to school. But opponents say charters draw students and money away from traditional public schools, and they also create tensions in school buildings that they share. They say this is a particularly bad time to allow more charters because many schools across the city are already dealing with declining enrollment. And as you know, we've seen some budget cuts because of that.
Now, this tension between charter schools and public schools is not necessarily new, but you've been reporting that it's been flaring up in recent months. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. There have been some fights lately over plans to locate more charter schools in traditional public school buildings. Those are called co-locations, including some pretty heated protests at school buildings and at public meetings. And then this week, the teachers' union and some parents sued the city. They said city officials misled the public late last year when they were pushing to allow co-locations of two success academies, those are charter schools, in Brooklyn and Queens. The lawsuit argues these co-locations would make it impossible to meet requirements for smaller class sizes, and those requirements are supposed to go into effect, according to new legislation, starting next fall.
Jess, to be a fly on the wall right now in this sausage-making part of the budget process, we only have a few days left until the deadline. Is there any indication of how things might turn out?
Well, you know, they always say it's not over until it's over. But I've heard a compromise might be possible. Some legislators have called for more charters to be issued, but only if they're going to be led by people of color to reflect the student body. There's also a chance that part of Hochul's proposal will pass, but not all of it, like the proposal to allow licenses attached to charters that have closed, that they can become available again. But for now, both sides are really digging into their positions.
WNYC's education reporter Jessica Gould. Jess, thank you.
Thanks.